Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall has lost his appeal against the severity of a sentence for facilitating the murder of the Kinahan gang member David Byrne. RTE crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has this story and he's with me now. Paul, you might remind us of the sentence and what it was for.
Yeah, well, Jonathan Dowdall is a former Sinn Féin councillor, as you say. He's also a convicted torturer and a state witness. He admitted he was involved in booking a room at the Regency Hotel the night before the murder of David Byrne. That was on the 5th of February 2016. Now, Byrne was the Kinahan gang member shot dead by the Hutch organised crime group at the Boxing Way Inn at the hotel the following day. And that murder escalated the ongoing Hutch-Kinahan feud, which has so far cost the lives of 18 people. Now, the room booked by Dowdall and his father, Patrick, was used by one of the hit team, one of the gunmen, Kevin Flatcap Murray. Murray is a dissident Republican who died the following year in 2017 before he could be brought to trial. Now, Dowdall agreed to give evidence against the leader of the Hutch organised crime group, Gerard Hutch, but earlier this year, Hutch was found not guilty of the murder. He had been charged and extradited, but he was acquitted at the Special Criminal Court. Dowdall was sentenced, he had pleaded guilty to his role. He was sentenced last October to 4 years in prison for his part in the crime, but he appealed that sentence, claiming it was too severe.
And on what grounds, Paul, did he base his appeal?
Well, he claimed he had been duped by the Hutch organised crime group. He claimed he had been put in the firing line for the Regency attack, quote, by a contrived event of disinformation. He was claiming that Kevin Murray was at the hotel the night before the murder, not just to take part in it the next day, but also to attract attention, because Murray could be clearly seen at the hotel on CCTV the night before and the following morning. Dowdall claimed that this was so that the investigating Gardaí would be misdirected in their investigation, that they would blame paramilitaries rather than organised crime for the murder. He also claimed that some of the sentence that he had received should have been suspended, but the three judges at the Court of Appeal today dismissed that appeal on all grounds.
Why is that? If that was the argument put forward by Jonathan Dowdall's legal team, why did they dismiss the appeal?
Well, there was a number of stated reasons. The court found that the Hutch organised crime group, which Dowdall admitted he was helping, was, quote, far removed from a group of local juveniles involved in stealing cars, but was in fact a tier one criminal organisation. It found that the Special Criminal Court properly had regard to the fact that even in the aftermath of the murder, Jonathan Dowdall continued to assist the gang by driving Gerard Hutch to Northern Ireland as late as the 7th of March 2016. The three judges also said today they were satisfied that the Special Criminal Court also had proper regard to Dowdall's plea of guilty, and they said the issue of suspending part of the sentence so as to encourage rehabilitation did not really arise in this case, because Dowdall had decided to cooperate with the authorities and he would be leaving the country once he had finished serving his sentence. Now, Mr. Justice George Birmingham said today that Dowdall's four-year sentence has to be seen, quote, as lenient indeed, very lenient. He also said that if the Court of Appeal had any doubts about the appropriateness of the four-year sentence, it would be as to whether or not a more severe sentence ought to have been imposed.
So there you go, the appeal dismissed and the sentence of 4 years for Jonathan Dowdall stands. Can I ask you, Paul, before I let you go, but a separate development altogether, news of an enormous cocaine haul in Rosslare. What do you know?
Yeah, we only heard this afternoon that around 1:30 yesterday afternoon, revenue customs officers at Rosslare Europort Harbour stopped and searched a horse box which had just come off the ferry. There they found an estimated 160 kilos of cocaine wrapped and sealed in bundles. The Gardaí were called. Two men were arrested. One is in his 20s, the other is in his 30s. They're still being detained today under drug trafficking legislation at a Garda station in Wexford. It means they can be questioned for a period of up to 7 days. The drugs are estimated to be worth 11.4 million euro, which is a very significant seizure, and it's clearly linked to one of the big transnational organised crime groups.
Okay, crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thank you very much indeed for that.